Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for August 3rd, 2017. I'm Paul White. Well, the last couple of days, we presented for you some little personal musings as I was recording some thoughts on the anointing. I shared those with you. It was a bit different from our normal format. We're back to that normal format for the next several days. I want to be working through our passage in Romans 11 as we're working our way through this book, and then we will break away and go to that interview that we never got to post at the top of the month. And anyway, I'll talk more about that as we proceed. Romans chapter 11, verse 13. We handled this on the last day of July, just a few days ago. I speak to you Gentiles. Inasmuch as I'm an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. And this, of course, is Paul, and we learn that he is well aware at this point in the journey that his ministry is primarily to Gentiles. And then he continues the thought, and this is, we said we would deal with this in context. So you continue the thought into verse 14, if by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh and save some of them. So Paul makes the statement, I'm speaking directly to the Gentiles, I'm an apostle to the Gentiles, and I'm magnifying that portion of my ministry so that I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh. My flesh, of course, would be Jews, my Jewish brethren, and save some of them. And so Paul is hoping that by this ministry to the Gentiles, some of his Jewish brethren will want to convert. This is actually a kind of an interesting thought. Why would, by ministering to Gentiles, would his Jewish brethren be moved to jealousy? Well, I don't want to overdo it. I don't want to put words into his mouth, and I don't want to insinuate something that's not there. But for those of you who've listened to our podcast over the last few years, you know, and we dealt with this a lot in the book of Acts, that I think the Apostle Paul had a real issue with acceptance. I think he struggled to be, let me say it this way. I think it was a bit of a self-esteem issue, particularly with the leaders of the Christian church. These men, the Peter, James, and Johns of the world, had seen Jesus and walked with him. Paul felt himself an apostle born out of due time. I think he struggled for their approval. I think he wanted it, particularly James, because he backs off on more than one occasion in the book of Acts in regards to James and James's spiritual authority. I'm saying all of this because Paul makes this interesting statement at the end of that 14th verse that he wants to save some of them. And it's very similar to something he says to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And I want to read what is a very familiar passage to you, and then we'll stop and comment on it. From 1 Corinthians 9, verses 19 through 23. For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. To the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I've become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you. Then you skip ahead to 1 Corinthians 10, verses 32 and 33. Give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or to the church of God, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. You hear that phrase? That they may be saved. You heard it in 1 Corinthians 9:22, that I might by all means save some. You heard it in our text, Romans 11, 14, and save some of them. But I don't think that Paul is laying down a method by which you should learn to evangelize. This method where you morph yourself into whatever's in the room. If it's a Jew, you act Jewish. If it's a lawkeeper, you act like a lawkeeper. If it's a Gentile, you act like a Gentile. If they're weak, you act weak. By weak, by the way, based upon his other writings, weak for Paul was weak in faith. He uses it in Romans when he talks, we'll get there in Romans 14, a man that won't eat all things, Paul calls him weak because his faith doesn't believe he can handle pork or shellfish or whatever. So Paul is basically saying, if I'm around someone that thinks eating pork is wrong, I won't eat pork. If I'm around a Jew, I'll act like a Jew. If I'm around someone who is under the law, I'll act like I'm under the law. I don't think, I don't think he's telling us that this is what we ought to do. B, I think Paul's trying to justify his waffling. I think Paul struggles. I think when he's in a room with people that are a certain way, he acts a certain way. And then when he's not, and I think this is why he so powerfully rebukes Peter in Galatians. I think in Peter, he sees an issue where Peter won't eat with the Gentiles when James comes around that kind of reminds Paul of himself. And we're the hardest on our own issues. And I think Paul struggles with this, and I think it's not something he's saying you ought to do. There's no indication, 1 Corinthians 9, that Paul thinks we all ought to be all things to all men. I think it's Paul explaining why he is the way that he is. In all of that, I don't want to take away from how powerfully important the Apostle Paul's method of evangelism is and how much we should magnify the fact that he was an apostle to the Gentiles. But it might help us to understand some phraseology he uses, like right there at Romans 11, 14, that I may provoke to jealousy those of my flesh and save some of them. Tomorrow we'll deal with that casting away of the Jews. It's verse 15, go read it, but it's also pulling from common knowledge from the Old Testament. That gets lost on us. We're not going to let it be lost anymore. We're going to go find it with Paul. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.